You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's unrelenting bushfire emergency is showing no signs of easing as heatwaves threaten to exacerbate already precarious conditions. In Queensland, exhausted firefighters are struggling to contain around 70 blazes burning across the state. Strong and hot winds are creating what are being described as horrendous conditions for a massive fire at Crow's Nest on the Darling Downs. The blaze, which tripled in size over the weekend and forced evacuations, has already destroyed several homes. Authorities warn it could burn for weeks if there is no significant rainfall. Steve Smith, Assistant Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, says this is despite large-scale efforts to contain it.
Over 12 kilometres of backburning was done overnight in order to provide strengthened containment lines in that push as it moves towards Crow's Nest. So that's a large fire and it's our focus, main focus of effort today.
In New South Wales, around 50 blazes continue to burn. Scorching temperatures offered little reprieve for a state that's already lost six lives and more than 550 homes this season. Most of the fires burning in the state are at the very high to severe danger warning level, not quite the catastrophic conditions of last week. But Inspector Ben Shepherd from the Rural Fire Service says authorities remain on high alert.
Over the last few weeks, we've seen more homes obviously lost during those conditions than we did during the real heightened days. So we need people to understand that just because it's very high and severe doesn't mean that there isn't a risk to homes.
Sydney siders woke this morning under a thick blanket of smoke. Experts have warned the air quality ranked among the lowest in the world. Katrina Kovacevic from the Bureau of Meteorology says it's a direct effect of the fires.
Extensive bushfires in northeast New South Wales have generated large amounts of smoke that have been transported large distances across the globe in strong winds.
NASA satellite images are showing smoke from the Queensland and New South Wales blazes that can be seen reaching past New Zealand and across the Pacific as far as South America. Now, another state is under threat. South Australia is expected to break its hottest November day record. Brenton Eden, Assistant Chief Officer of the state's Country Fire Service, says that, combined with strong gale force winds, has triggered catastrophic fire danger warnings.
That is as bad as it gets. That means when a fire starts, it's not possible for us to control it. So it places the community at great risk. Tomorrow is a bad day.
It's another state bracing for extreme bushfires before summer has even begun. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.